This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. When Indian River County resident John Angle made a two-year commitment in Haiti to work with a small organization supporting education, he had no idea that he would end up staying for 20 years and dedicate his life to the Haitian people.
I'm John Angle, director of Haiti Partners.
Angle co-founded the nonprofit in Vero Beach in 2009.
Our major focus is schools. We specifically articulate our mission as helping Haitians change Haiti through education.
He first arrived in Haiti on
May 6, 1991. 5 months after I got there, there was a violent government overthrow. And I witnessed some really horrible things, and I also drew inspiration. And it just became a new life direction, working, accompanying Haitians in their process of their healing and, you know, working to liberate themselves.
There, he met his wife, Merline.
What, 18 years ago?
Yes.
She was born and raised in Haiti. We spoke to her by phone.
My family was very involved in education, so that's why I'm inherited this legacy of trying to make a difference using education.
Their main project is a model school called Children's Academy for youth ages 3 to 10 years, and they also have 5 other partner schools in Haiti. The motto of Children's Academy is Learning for Life. It's in a small mountain village called Bawosia. The students and teachers all live nearby and travel on foot. 10 of the teachers, though, travel from Port-au-Prince, a risk due to political demonstrations. They tell them,
there's demonstrations, don't come, don't risk, but they want to be there. They, you know, it's like a beacon of hope. You know, we know that schooling largely impacts the type of culture of a society. So our assumption has been, if you can change the way that schooling happens, that little by little you'll change the nature of culture and how the transfer of knowledge happens and how collaboration happens.
Here's Laura Kelly, Community Relations Coordinator for Haiti Partners.
We were able to send more than 1,200 students back to school in the fall.
Parents must give 4 service hours per week, and everyone is encouraged to learn tools of entrepreneurism and collaboration.
It's not just a school, but it's a community that's just put hands together to support each other on anything that a human needs to survive.
They visit Haiti regularly to check on the schools and
to support the artisans in Haiti and also to offer beautiful things. To basically showcase Haiti is not just sadness and political turmoil uprising all the time. There are beautiful people that's doing beautiful things.
The art is for sale in the Vero Beach headquarters, located in the Kmart Plaza. It's a wide-open, multi-purpose space.
And I see we have some ladies here playing, is it
Mahjong?
Yes.
We ask many of our supporters what they would like to see happen with the space, and we're experimenting and growing a bit.
And they have many social events open to the public planned for the season.
You know, people say, well, why can't Haiti get it together? It's because the history is different. Slavery and brutality.
You're very resilient, and they're learning how to cope with so many things. It's a community that really gives me so much hope.
Learn more by following the link at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast. Yeah.